Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived.
Here we go.
Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. You will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson Whatnot, and you're not, and you can't be me because I'm only me. I'm back. I'll be back. I'm so excited. Main line here, 244-WBDG. That's 244-9234. Yes, you can call in if you can get in, but I got an awesome panel of folks. I got champions. I got coaches. I got future stars of America. I got Hall of Fame. I got In Your Face. I got Smash Mouth. I got it all. I'm so, Bree, how you doing?
I'm good, how are
Bree?
You?
Just, I'm stuffing more stuff in this show than you stuff into turkey at Christmas time or turkey time. Just go right, what's on the, just go to the board. What's on the big, just go to the big board.
Tonight, the Ben Davis Lady Giants basketball team hosts Warren Central. You can catch the coverage here on WBG at 7:30 p.m. And don't forget, on Tuesday at 7 p.m., Inside Ben Davis Football will air live from Arby's. And don't forget to get your tickets for the Class 6A State Championship. Those tickets are on sale for $15 now through November 25th in the athletic office. And on November 21st and November 25th, you can get those tickets until 7 p.m. at door 3. And don't forget, those tickets are for the Class 6A State Championship game at Lucas Oil Stadium on November 28th when your Ben Davis Giants take on the Carmel Greyhounds. The kickoff is at 7:05 p.m. and you can catch the pregame show here at WBDG at 6 p.m. like always. For more Ben Davis news, be sure to follow us on Twitter at WBDG or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/giant90.9. That's been another edition of The Big
Ball. Stuffing it like a turkey. I can't help it. In the studios right now, push the magic button. The head coach of Ben Davis High School Giants, the coach, Mike Kirshner. Push that magic button. Oh, my head's killing me. Coach, good morning. Good morning, Clint. Welcome to School Talk.
Oh, great to be here. Great to be up this morning. It's a great time to be at Ben Davis High School with everything that's going on.
Great time is an understatement. It's an awesome time to be at Ben Davis High School. And, folks, I got some folks in the studio that talk about this to help me celebrate this. I got icons. I got two living icons in this building right now, Coach Mike Kirshner, Ben Davis Giant. And I got the former WBO heavyweight champion of the world, Layman Brewster. Good morning, champ.
Good morning.
Push
good
the
morning.
Magic button. Whoa. Yeah. All the way in from New York, California, Egypt, Sudan, Detroit. I don't care where it came from, but we're here for the Giants. He got a history with the Giants. We're going to talk about that, too. And I got two future stars of America in the studio. And to my left, I got Chaz Stringer. Chaz, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
High five, Chaz. The folks can't see it because it's TV. But goodness gracious, you in my studio for me. I got another Ben Davis Giant. Jalen Harden. Good morning, Jalen.
Good morning.
Fellas, gentlemen, ladies, I can't help it. First, my kids are always first. My kids are always, sorry, champ. Sorry, coach. But Chaz, you got to talk to me for a second. Okay, you're playing football. I want to know what position you're playing. I want to know where you're going to college. I want to know what's going on with that.
I'm a senior cornerback for the Ben Davis Giants, and I'm undecided right now on where I'm going to college. But my top choice.
Wait. You say you're undecided?
Yeah.
But you're going to college.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
You know, realize if you say you're not going to college, what's going to happen to you? I got a champion. I got your coach in this ring at the same time. Do you know? I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
Yeah. Some of my top schools that I'm looking at right now are IU, okay. Purdue, and The Ohio State University.
The Ohio State? I like that. Okay. All right. Now I got Jalen. Jalen, talk to me. I want to know what position you play. Okay. Where you going to go? And what's happened with that?
Well, I'm also a cornerback, class of 2015, and I'm not sure where I'm going to go to college at, but I'm most definitely going to college, though.
Because you know what next. If you say you're not going to college, I'm going to have to cut the radio off, cut the lights off, and let the coach and the champ have at you.
You ain't got to worry about that. I'm most definitely going to be at college next semester. Well, next fall, I'm going to be there.
Coach Kirkson, it's coming up. And in the studio right now, I got the champion here. I got the champion, Layman Brewster. Champ, back in, I'm going to coach. This is history time. We're going for a champion. Coach, but when was the last time we was in this position?
Last time we were in the state finals was 2002. The boxing champ here, Mr. Brewster would remember that because he's had a couple brothers. At that time, it was Adam Blakey who was our fullback on the team. I think Marcus might have been a freshman.
Dang!
I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember. They both played for us here. Great football players, so I'm sure he remembers. But that was 2002, and that was in the old Hoosier Dome. Lucas Oil wasn't built. So this is actually our first chance to play for the state finals in Lucas Oil Stadium. Second year for 6A, and we get a rematch with Carmel.
So. Wow. Talking about, okay, Brewster, what was it? Was it both? Do you remember those times?
I just say, man, I'm excited about this game, and it's long overdue, man.
You're right.
I'm very excited about this. You know, Carmel, I want to see Ben Davis smash them dudes, man.
Hit him in the mouth, right?
Yes, sir. One hit or quitter.
Now, knocking out Warren, Coach, would that be special for you? I mean, you got some history with Warren as far as from your coaching days.
Being that I coached there from 90 to 96, and I was also a graduate of Warren Central in 79, that there goes a long history back. And we haven't been real successful against them lately. When I first got here, we had quite a bit of success. I think we won 6 of 7 or something like that. And then the last few years, it's kind of fallen off. But we kind of fixed some things. And from the first time we played them earlier in the season, and the kids rose up to the occasion. And honestly, the finish was just one for the ages when you talk about taking the ball with a minute 41 and you're down 3 and you got to go 84 yards and you do it in a minute 41, minute 30 really, because we scored with 11 seconds to go. You run 14 plays in a minute 30, walk it right down the field, hit Story Emerson in the back of the end zone for a touchdown to win the game. You know, the defense played really well that night. We were really pleased with how everybody played. And then last week we followed that up with another exciting win against Center Grove, scoring with less than 2 minutes to go to win that game. So the kids are very resilient. Chaz and Jalen talked about going to college, and the emphasis on that is they're going to go to college. And the thing that's really neat about this senior class is not only they're good football players, but they're really good students. We got kids in the top 100 in their class of 1,000 kids, and they take care of the academics and then they take care of practice and they take care of the field. And the best part about these young men that you have sitting here today is they have a vision of the future.
Ooh,
and a bright vision of the future. And sometimes kids have a vision of the day that's in front of them and they can't get past the day or the party that's coming up that night. And these two young men don't look at it that way. They look at football as an opportunity to do something special, but they look at academics as an opportunity to make something special.
Now, Champ, Coach, and for my future stars of America sitting here, and this is an open question to everybody, the game against Center Grove, we were down. All right. And I want to talk about comebacks, or not necessarily a comeback, but not never, ever, ever giving up, because it's never over until it's over. So, Coach Kirshner, lead off with me. How do you build that into an individual, or can you build that into an individual, or does it have to be there? That type of mentality.
I think it's both, and then I'm gonna let the champ here talk about it, because I'd really like to hear what he has to say about it. I like to pick people's brains, and this is a good chance to pick his, because I'm sure he's been in situations where the fight's not going well, you're not winning rounds, and how all of a sudden do you pick yourself up? To answer the question from my standpoint, I think it's a little bit of both. One, it has to be something inherent within the athlete, you know, a heart of a champion, so to speak. And then on the other side of that, there has to be something from the people, whether it be the guys in Champ's corner, his trainers, his managers, who are putting thoughts in his head that says, well, we're not out of this. I remember walking in the locker room at halftime, and I'm getting ready to talk to the whole team before we go out, and I noticed one of our kids is sitting over in a corner, and his head's down. He's one of our starters. And I'm like, what's the matter with you? Well, I don't, it's not work. What's the matter with you? get your head out of your, so to speak, and get your head up, and let's just go play football. Let's just go knock the poop out of them on the other side if I'm in the ring, champ. Let's go finish what we set out to do. And if it works, fine. If it doesn't, that's okay as long as you put your best effort. But if you're not putting your best effort, then you got to ask yourself, why'd you play the game to begin with? And I'm gonna let Champ answer the rest of this because I want to hear what he has to say about it.
Well, Coach, I just want to say, man, I think that your calling could have definitely been boxing because you spoke on everything that I felt that I would have said in terms of the determination that you must have. And, you know, just the never die attitude, you know, it's like they say you never fail till you stop trying, you know, and even in losing, you're not losing as long as you give 100%. And, you know, it's like a fight, you know, football. From playing football myself, it doesn't matter if you're down, you know, it doesn't matter. And you take a marathon run, right? Mm-hmm. It don't matter who crosses the starting line, it's who finishes the finish line first, crosses the finish line first. So, you know, I've been in situations like when I won my world title, the guy that I was fighting, Vladimir Klitschko, you know, I defeated him, and he had a big head start, but I took him to the
big
deep
head
water.
Too.
Oh, yeah. But see, the thing is, most people can't swim in deep water. They can only swim in shallow water. And what I mean by that is some teams, they're only good early when everything is fresh. But when they're tired and their lungs hurt, then it comes down to who wants it the most. And a person with the perseverance and the right strategy, determination, he'll 9 times out of 10, he'll always pull out that victory.
Okay. I'm going to go with Jalen. And reiterate the question. Now, you're playing, I mean, and you're down. Where do you find it? Where do you find energy? Where do you find the strength? Where do you find the umption to say it's not over until that whistle blows, until coach is in the coach's room saying you didn't do this? Where do you find it?
Well, I honestly feel like it all comes from the heart. And basically, I feel like it also comes from our coaches, too, because, like, our coaches could have easily – we was down. Our coaches could have easily came in at halftime just like, you know what, team? Let's just finish the game, you feel me? And just like, let's just finish it off. But even – it don't matter how much we're down, they come in with a positive attitude. They always get us hype and ready. And I always feel like if your coaches is hyper than the players, then something's wrong. So I always take that as – I always just take that energy from them and just like, okay, this can be my last high school game ever. This can be it for me. So I'm about to just leave it all on the field. I want to be remembered from Ben Davis as a great football player. And if I don't leave it all on the field, how can I be remembered as a great football player? So it really just all how you take the game. You can never just give up. Because once you give up, mentally and heart, and you lost the battle. And I think that's what our team did. Even when they kept scoring on us, our defense just looked at each other and just like, hey, we still got this. We just got to figure out the little mistakes that's going on. We just got to just figure out what's wrong and just improve. And I think that's exactly what we did.
Thinking about that, thinking about never giving up, thinking about when you're down. I mean, you got dirt in your face, you got the coach in your face, you got another team not respecting you. I mean, I bet they dissing you like crazy, talking trash and stuff. How do you deal with that? Chaz, tell me, how do you deal with that? What do you find it to come back to say, nah, we ain't done. It ain't over until we say it's over.
Well, I really think, like Jalen said, it starts with the heart. And trusting in your teammates, really. It's not me giving up because I'm not giving up on my brothers on the field. If I give up, then I'm letting down my other brothers. So that's the mentality that I have when I go out on the field. And being down, you know, you I don't care really what people say, you play a little bit more looser. You have a little bit more pep in your step. Oh, we got to get going. Let's go, let's go, let's go. So I think not being down and down on the scoreboard, it's just really a reflection of how much more work you have to put in. And the game isn't over until the clock hits zero in the fourth quarter. So, you know, some bad plays, some unfortunate events can happen, but you fight to the end regardless of the situation, because you never know what can happen. And you've seen that in the last two games that we played. The defense, you know, we've had some problems in the first half and stuff, but in the second half, we kind of got things figured out when we really needed to. And we know that our offense is one of the top offenses in the state. We just need to get them the ball because everybody on our team is playmakers, and we have the best trainers and preparation that goes in during the week. So in the fourth quarter, we're fine tuned. It's not us being tired. It's us starting to figure things out, really.
I got to correct one thing. We never get in our players' faces.
I would add this. If it wasn't for a man getting in my face back in 1972, I would not be sitting here today. Soccer. Because I went through four different high schools, young man, in my hometown. And I didn't finish none of them. I quit. And I got in the Marine Corps. And it took a man getting in my face that I couldn't talk down. I couldn't beat down. I couldn't back down. He talked in my face, nose to nose, spit to spit, his spit, not mine, because my mouth is shut. Mm-hmm. But a man in your face, and fellas, and audience, this is Emerson talking, you know, a man in a young man's face, that young man's got any gumption, he's going to grow up. Give me 30 seconds on the board. I'm going to clear the board, talk some more stuff. I want to know some more stuff about football, about basketball, the heart of a champion, what you got to do. Folks, you're going to learn something today. I'm cramming more on this show than you cramming a turkey. Come on back and talk some more stuff on School Talk.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
201, Kastner in the backfield. Evans going to hand it up right up the gut. Yet again, breaks for another great game. Cuts out to the right side. At the 50, has another ahead of him.
Yes.
At the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown, Giants.
Oh, my gosh.
Touchdown, Giants. And they take the lead over the center ground Trojans.
Chris Evans has done it again. I repeat, Chris Evans has done it again. Giants lead. Giants lead.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, that type of excitement. That side of excitement. I mean, when I was in Chicago, when you knocked out Andrew Galata. And Brewster, you has a saying that don't blink. and this is the heart of a champion. And real shortly, because a man went to the restroom in Chicago. He came into a stadium. He went to the restroom. The fight hasn't started. The fight just started. He went to the restroom. When he came out, the fight was over.
Yeah. How long was the fight?
Well, I broke the record for the fastest knockout in a heavyweight championship fight of 53 seconds of the first round.
You didn't even break sweat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I broke the sweat, all right. For 53 seconds.
Push the magic button. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I said this is championship at the level that you cannot get. You can't, folks, y'all, you can't not get this stuff anywhere but the West Side on Giant 90.9. You can't find it. Where are you going to find the icons like this in the same spot? Two future stars of America, Hall of Famers right here. I'm just champ, real quickly though, what you been doing? I mean, you came in today,
yeah,
to put a pat on my champions, and I appreciate that. But what you been doing?
Well, you know, I've been promoting fights. I'm trying to bring back boxing to the state of Indiana. We're working with the Moselle Sanders Group to KO hunger. We're trying to collect as many cans as possible so that we can distribute for Thanksgiving. So I want to give away 10 tickets to Ben Davis at your leisure.
Okay.
And the only thing I ask is that they would bring 2 cans to the fight. You just take their name and I'll do the rest.
Push the magic button, Bree. Yeah. Hey. Awesome. That is awesome. You got history with Ben Davis. You got history with the West Side of Indianapolis. You got you're Indianapolis as champion. And folks, you got to understand, no one from Indianapolis has done what you've done on your level.
No. First ever world heavyweight champion from Indiana. You know, from Hallville, got the key to the city from the mayor Bart Peterson. And I just try to live my life to be an inspiration to these kids. That's why it's important for me to be here today to let them know that, hey, I come from the same neighborhoods you come from, the same environment. So if I made it, you can make it, you know? And it don't matter how many times you get knocked down as long as you keep getting up.
Four Chance Promotion, Saturday, November 22nd, 7 p.m., National Guard Armory, 39112 West Minnesota Street. 3912 West Minnesota Street, Saturday, November the 22nd, at 7 p.m. November 22nd. 22nd, at 7 p.m. 10 tickets. We're going to give these 10 tickets away to folks because boxing is a sport. Boxing, but boxing in the skills,
it's
the
life discipline. Skills. Yeah, it's a discipline. It's a life skill because it teaches you to depend on your team. It teaches you like chess. Chess life and boxing are the exact same thing. It's all about knowing your pieces, you know, knowing what you can and cannot do in life, about being patient. When you see the opportunity, take advantage of it. Ooh, that's life, that's chess, and that's boxing.
Hit somebody.
Absolutely.
Boy, it sounds like football.
Absolutely. But it's exactly like football, because in football, it takes preparation. You know, you don't just give the players equipment and go out on the field and blow a whistle. No, you get a plan, and then you practice it, and you come to the game, and then you execute it. You know, you work together as a team. And I do the same thing in boxing, though people don't think it's a team sport. I've never given myself water. I never give myself instructions. I never, if it was a cut, I never fixed my own cut. I depend on my corner to see what I don't see. I depend on my guys when I'm in the gym to push me, because there's days when I'm in the gym and I don't feel as motivated. Just like you guys, when you see one of your other members on the field, before the coach say, run extra laps, you say, hey, man, pick it up. So it's teamwork, you know, and that's why we are the way we are in society, is because we push one another. We motivate one another. And the minute you stop, well, then, you know, you need to go and find your island and be by yourself and eat coconuts for the rest of your life.
The football game is going to be November 28th, Black Friday, at the Lucas Oil Stadium. The earlier game started around 12:30, 6A, kicks off, coach, sometime.
Should kick off around 7:05, but usually they run late. But I'd get down there early. Sounds like we're going to have a good crowd.
I got a question for you, Coach.
Yep.
Do you get butterflies when your guys go on the field?
To answer the question, this is my 31st year of coaching, and the answer is absolutely. In fact, they know we have a team meal every Friday. I don't eat the meal because if I do, I'd get sick. I can't keep my food down from about noon on. And then I don't eat until about midnight that night because I'm like a little child. And honestly, you hate to say it, but I got done playing and I got into coaching because I miss playing so much. Right. Kind of like you're into promoting because you miss, you're not in the ring, but you're finding another avenue that puts you as close to the ring as possible.
Absolutely.
I found another avenue that puts me as close to being on the field as possible. Yeah. And I get to celebrate with these young men on Friday nights. And really throughout the year, they know what we go through, the weights in the winter and the 6 a.m. speed developments in the spring and the co-captains in the summer and the team camp we go to in the summer. It's a 12-month deal that we push their buttons on, and they're now reaping the fruits of their labor right now. And I get so tied up. This is the first Friday in 14 weeks I feel good.
Wow.
Because I don't have a game today.
Wow. Well, I just want to say this to you guys, man. I'm with you 100% in spirit, man. And I just want you to do me a favor. I just want you to show up and show out, man. You know, anything less would be uncivilized.
Football, boxing, the most demanding sports. Google it first. You'll find out boxing is the most demanding sport. And what is number three? American football. The things, the attributes, they're so, the endurance, the strength, power, speed, agility, flexibility, hand-eye coordination, nerve, durability. What am I talking about there?
You left something out, though. Yeah.
It's a long list.
You left out teamwork.
Teamwork.
Because it don't matter how good your fullback is, if the guard isn't blocking form, so, or if the quarterback isn't getting that protection, or the receiver ain't catching the ball that the quarterback is working so hard.
Talk to me.
You know, so it takes a team, man, and I have the utmost respect for football because I played the game and it taught me a discipline about working hard and having that same determination, and it just carries over, you know, the spirit of a warrior.
Jalen, all those, why put out all that? Why is it worth it?
Well, teamwork is...
Why not just stay home and play a video game? It's easy. Stay home. Just watch it, play a video game.
Oh, because it's nothing like actually being on the field and be able to take your anger out on somebody else, really. It's football. I played a lot of sports, and this is by far my favorite. It's just I love the game so much because it's so intense. And one thing about football that, you feel me, that's different from basketball is that you can't just depend on yourself. You can't. It's all about 11. Every person on the field, everybody has to do their job for the whole team to be successful. And you just can't just be. It can't just be one star on a team. But I mean, it can be one star on a team, but it's not. He's not nothing if the other 10 wasn't doing anything. You feel me? Because he can't make every tackle, or he can't make every touchdown. He can't make a touchdown without the guards or the receivers blocking. It's just. It builds a family. This game is just—it's more than just a game. It's more of building a new family. And I know I didn't build all these 4 years. I built a strong family. I love everybody on the team.
Same question to you, Chad. Why don't you sit home and play video games? I mean, why you want to put all this effort, all this deal with the endurance and strength and power and speed? What's it going to get you? What you going to gain? Stay home and play video games.
Well, number one. It's more fun to be out there on Friday night than it is to turn on the Xbox or the PS3. It's a feeling that you can't get, you know. Anybody can play video games. Anybody can, you know, hold a controller and do something with the video game. But to go out there and show true skill, hard work, time that you put in, and it comes out on the field with your brothers, like Jalen said, with your teammates. Like you said, there's no one person on the team that is just, you know, a Johnny Manziel or a Jameis Winston. It's you have stars, but without the other 10, you wouldn't see it, because if I don't do my job on the side of the field, then if Jalen does his job, so what? Because I could get caught on, and then that's a first down. So I trust in him on the other side, and he trusts in me to get our job done. So, and really, with a video game, you don't get that camaraderie with your friends and your family. You grow. And
all right, think about growing. Okay, what is this teaching you about life? What are you getting for your life? Is this end on the football field? Does it end right there? I'm getting in your face. I know I'm in your face, but you tell me, playing football, does it teach you life lessons?
Of course, especially in training. When things get tough, do you quit? Do you find other ways to get out of workouts? Do you look for the option out, rather than, you know, saying, you know what, I got to get through this one way or another. You got to find a way to get over the hump, and it really just shows you how far you can get in life if you put your head down and just push until the end, and when you finally get that end result, like we are now for state, you can see, wow. That hard work and everything that you put in, it shows and it means something more than just, you know, a title.
Wow, that's huge. Now, Jalen, I mean, you got to add something to that.
It's all the work we put through all season. I'm telling you, Ben Davis football is a all around year program. Like, we never stop the grind. Like, we keep going, and it's been days where I'd be like, man, why? Why is Kirsch? Why do we have to lift weights every day? Like, I don't understand this. This is insane. But I'm here now. Next week on Black Friday, I'm playing for a state title, and this is every high school player football dream. Like, every year, the team come up and say, "Okay, man, this the team. We gonna win state." But only one team can win it, and I got so much confidence in my team. It's ridiculous, because I. It's like every time I step on the field, I always think about the off season. That's all I think about. Like, did we put in enough work to win this? Like, man, I honestly agree that we did. Like, it was crazy. It was times co-captains. Oh my gosh, probably one of the worst workouts I ever did. Just running in the hot weather, and then we coming in 6 a.m. to just doing the little things, getting our agility up, flipping tires. Man, it's insane. But I swear it's all worth it. I'm glad I did every bit of it.
The question is, would you do it all over again?
What? Every game I play, I swear I wish, like, man, I just wish I had one more year. I wish I had.
Because the one thing I always get when it's all over is, as hard as it was and as much as they complain, and you know this from all your training, champ, to go back in the ring one more time, and after 31 years of being a coach, if somebody asked me if there's one thing I could go back in time and do, I wouldn't change my wife, wouldn't change my kids, love my life, but I would go back and play one more Friday football game, because that was when I got on a Friday night field and got to play, that was it for me. That was like I'd reached the pinnacle of everything I wanted to do. And I'm sure Champ would say, you know, I wish I could go back 10 years and be in Chicago one more time, because I think I could do it in 43 seconds instead of 53. You know what I'm saying? And do it one more time. And that's what sports are about. It builds that inner drive that I'm not saying other people don't have it. And you don't have to be in sports to have it. But when you get it, it carries you through life. And there's nothing you think you can't do on a daily basis to succeed. It's about life lessons, and that's what we hope to have accomplished. And the number of alumni that are coming back for this 6A game is going to be phenomenal. The number of people that I've had contact with that I coached in 2000, 2001, and the neat thing is I got calls from young men that I coached at Warren Central back in the early 90s that are coming back for the game. And I said, really, you're a Warren grad, played for me at Warren? And he said, I'm not rooting for Ben Davis, I'm rooting for Coach Kirshner, so I'm coming to the game. And when you have things like that being said to you, and you know what our kids have put through, when they're running 50 40s in the summer and running hills and bleachers and flipping tires at 6 a.m. in April and May when everybody else is asleep, they're coming in the MPA and killing themselves before school, and then lifting weights during school, so they're getting double workouts. Really, we get double workouts from December until June, and then June becomes speed development lifting. It's really pretty amazing that you can get 150 sophomores, juniors, seniors show up every day of the school year like that, bust their butt for a common cause. And I know they're reaching the pinnacle of being in a state championship. I understand that. And I know some teams in the past have fallen short, but that doesn't mean they didn't succeed. See, sometimes we identify success with winning, and I know Champ touched on this, and that is a really shallow way of looking at it, and I preach about it all the time, and I know I want to win as bad as the next person. I'm never going to argue that, but the reality of it is it's not about the win. It's about the journey. It's not a destination. It's a journey, and as long as we continue to strive for perfection, then we ultimately will achieve excellence in something somewhere. We're always going to be winners because we put our heart and soul out there and we got it done the way we wanted to get it done.
Man, I tell you, we're running over in time and we're going to stay right here because I can't help. I cannot let this go. This is making me like, I don't lose words, but this is history. I mean, I got Coach Kirshner. I got a Hall of Fame coach sitting, I'm future Hall of Fame coach in my grips right now, sitting here in the studio. I got two living icons. I got the former heavyweight champion of the world, Lamon Brewster, in the studio at the same time. I got two awesome individuals that soon to be college players. Division One? Huh? Hopefully. What? Hopefully? Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully. Come on, talk it out. I mean, we're going for something that we ain't done since 2002.
That is correct.
A state champion. And I got a champion in the room who's done something, Lamon Brewster, that no one else has ever done in Indianapolis at all. I mean, this, we're going to feed on this. We're going to feed off of this because I can't let this time go. If you're missing class, hey, Mr. Allen did it. It's my fault. I'm sorry. But, Chaz, I got to go. I got to ask this one question. I got to ask question. Did you ever give into any of the doubt that you can get past Warren Central to get where you are today?
You know, Warren Central was a good team. They're defending state champs. But going into a fight or a game, you can't go into the mindset of, oh, well, they're better than me. You have to go out there and perform to the best of your ability. You can't have that mindset. So really going into the game, the game plan is not necessarily focusing on them. It's focusing on me and the team and how can I play my role to the best of my ability and help my team win the game. So to answer that question, I really think it's a team mindset and it's a mindset within yourself, regardless of who the opponent is, because if there's any doubt in your mind, then it's going to show in your play. So for me to go out there and say, oh, well, this receiver, he's fast, he's elusive, he can get me, that's unrealistic because I can't have that mindset going in because then I can't play to the best of my ability.
Wow. Champ, really? Let Champ add to that just a little bit. What was your mindset going into a boxing match?
My mindset was basically, I was going to give 100% of myself to get ready for that fight. So when I stepped into the ring, I had no doubt about what I could do. You know, fear, believe it or not, is actually a good thing. There's two type of fears. There's a fear that destroys you, but that's the negative fear, because that's the fear of, okay, well, I didn't do something. I didn't run when I should have ran. I didn't listen to my trainer. And then there's a fear of, you know what? I did everything, and now I just have that expectation. So it's the fear of the unknown. But what that's going to do is going to make me quick. It's going to make me fast. It's going to make me listen to the whistle. It's going to make me punch faster, or, you know, just do everything I'm supposed to do. So what I try to do is I try to use the fear of failure, you know, in a positive way, because there is fear in anything when it comes to trying to do something that is going to require you to have a competition, so to speak, against someone else. And in this case, you guys going out on that field, you know, I would use just the fear of losing, the fear if we came so far, the fear that we worked so hard. And as you were saying about all the weights and everything, you know, the fear of all that going down the drain because I didn't give 100%, because that's what's going to make you win. That's what's going to make you be first. That's what's going to make you never give up, you know, because it's the fear of everything I've done in the past being in vain.
Coach Kirshner, I know professional. You're a professional, and in training and developing athletes. Now, folks, this is Emerson speaking. If you look in the dictionary, look up the word coach, you will see a picture of Coach Kirshner. I know you will. You really will. How do you get the kids, and I say kids, I'm 60 years old, so I mean no disrespect. How do you get the kids to now focus on the state championship? The past is the past. It's a brand new day. Everything up to this point, Kun Matana, you got to focus on now, the future. How do you get them to that point?
Well, we do it in a it's a process. We really haven't talked about the opponent a lot. Our practice preparation this week has been good. We've been inside a little bit because of the weather. Got a chance to practice the Colts Complex today. And each day we talk about it being a process and focus on the day and the task you have at hand, not focus. If you start looking at the game now, you'll be so wrapped up, you'll never focus on the process. So it's a daily routine. We're always talking about keeping focus between the lines. And so, like, when they hit the weight room, they're between the lines. You can't be jacking around. You can't be messing around. You're focusing on lifting weights. When you walk on the field, you're inside the lines. When Champ is in the ring, he's inside those lines. And inside those lines, your brain is focused. You got to block out anything that happened during the day, and everything's got to be a focus. And when you do that, it becomes a stepping stone or a one-step, two-step process, and you ultimately get to the ultimate game mentally and physically prepared.
Champ, when you're in the ring, you're one-on-one. You're across from an individual. Okay, Chaz, you're on the field. You're a cornerback. Your eyes on somebody on the other side. Jaden, the same way. You guys are locked in one-on-one on somebody, maybe two, on the other line. Champ, for my two future stars here, advice, focus, maintain the focus. How do you do it?
Tunnel vision. Basically, you vision yourself on that field. I don't know if you know, but I was trained early in my career, managed by a guy by the name of Willie Goat, who played for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, worldwide. He was a world-class sprinter. He told me when he went on the field, he used to make sure he was in better shape than his opponents. His opposition. Mm-hmm. And so I took that same mentality when I was getting ready for my fights. I made sure I was in better shape than my opponents. And that me being in great shape, knowing that I'm well coached and believing in my team, believing in my coaches, when I was in the ring, I just knew from a positive standpoint that I could beat anybody in front of me. I removed all doubt.
That's awesome.
It's coming up, folks. It's coming up. We got some out. Check. You got to get your calendars out. You got to check your dates. Ben Davis is going for that championship. We haven't seen that booger since 2002. We got some folks in the ring that had in the ring in the studio that had felt it as players, family members. You know, but it's coming up, folks. Black Friday is coming. That Friday is going to be a Black and Blue Friday for the competition. We're going to. Ain't that right?
Let's change it from Black Friday to Purple Friday.
Purple Friday. I like that.
Yeah.
Officially, we're going to make sure the city of Indianapolis, I say it's going to be Purple Friday on that date on November the 28th. And like the coach said, it's games probably be a little later in the evening, six something, maybe later, whatever.
Seven's the earliest, but it may be 7:30 usually. They're usually a little late getting going.
Yeah, but go check out the other games. Check out the 2A, 4A, you know, before 6A, you know, and cheer on Ben Davis as we bring this championship back to the west side of Indianapolis, of Indiana. And also go out there and support the champ as he supports our young people in our community, giving back Knocking Out Hunger 2014, November the 22nd, Saturday at 7 p.m. There at the National Guard Armory, 3912 West Minnesota Street. Now, I will have these 10 tickets I'm going to give away because, you know, boxing is a skill in a sport like football. But like you say, folks, the life skills you gain from these two entities, the endurance, the strength, the power, the speed that you have to do the both of these things, and the skills you get from it to have a better community. And we need a better community. We like young people. We love our young people. And these two people brought me right now, you know, you are our future. Chaz and Jen, you are our future. And I hate seeing the news of our young people hurting each other, dying and killing. And to see you guys is bright. Coach, what you do with our kids, I mean, and I know something, folks, I know John's telling me to wrap this up, but it's like Coach Kirshner, if you want to play football at Ben Davis High School, you could play football at Ben Davis High School. You might not start. If you got a heart to play football at Ben Davis High School, you could play football at Ben Davis High School. You're doing the right thing, doing your school. Because I read it somewhere, you hate turning a student away.
We don't turn them away. That's why we have 259 through 12 playing football. So, we keep them all.
So it's not going
to
happen.
They're all part of the family.
And that is a push magic button on that because, you know, you got a family here. Man, I wish I had more time. Champ, you always got an open invitation to come back.
Thank you. And you
will be back. Coach, you always got a green light to bum rush the show. I don't know what else to say. I'm just purple proud.
I just want to say follow me at Lehman Brewster, LamonBrewster. Watch out for Lehman Brewster 10 Motivational Tips, which is a positive motivational DVD.
We'll do a show on that. I'm going to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm going to be releasing it on iTunes. So we'll be talking. You'll be hearing from me more because, like I said, I'm here to motivate our youth because our youth are the ones that are going to be taking care of us one day.
I'm full. Coach, any parting shots? It's boxing. Yeah,
just need the Giant Nation to show up Friday, next Friday. We need them loud and proud, and we need to show the people on the north side that we do it right on the west side.
Show up and show out, baby.
Purple Rain. Jalen, any parting part?
Well, I just want to say I'm real blessed to make it this far, and I just hope everybody just come out and support our school. This is history that we're making right now. We haven't been to state in, 12 years? So this is a real blessing. I just want everybody in the school just to be a part of what we're about to accomplish.
One cornerback to the corner. Jay, I'm Chaz.
Just want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to come on the air and give my 2 cents about the state and what we have going here. Tell all the students and alumni that we're gonna take through. We're going to do our job on next Friday, and we're going to give them a show. Shout out to T-Force.
Believe you can do it, man. If you believe you can do it, then you can do it.
Hey, shout out to the T-Force. Shout out to everybody. Coach Tate, all my DBs, no fly song.
Coach Williams.
Folks, believe it or not, I got icons in the room, but these two students are the real stars. Chaz and Jalen, they are the real stars. I'm going to get their names right. Chaz Stringer. And Jalen Harden. Those are the real stars. Now, I got icons, but I got stars. And I got to send these kids to class. So I can't stuff no more. So take me home to the parents.
And tell the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the folks you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right path. Don't hang with the crowd. Don't hang with knuckleheads. And young man, be a man. I can't stand it. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. It drives me up a rag. I'm sorry. Coach, I can't stand sagging. Few special schools are listening to the University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School. Check out the Giants on football Purple Friday, November the 28th. On School Talk. I'll see you next week.